What I think is doing a lot of damage is people still saying after Jeremy's re-election that we can't win the next election, that we won't win the next election, that the leadership is unelectable. People are saying that on behalf of the Labour Party. I think that should be forbidden and a punishable offence.
Forbidden?
The Tories, reporting what the voters are saying back to us when you go on the door to speak to them.
No.
Which marginal seats have you been on the door to this summer? Because when I go and knock on their doors, they're saying they can't possibly support a Labour Party that doesn't believe in using a calculator and holding it public funds within some kind of reasonable limits. And certainly they want a country that is where the leader is prepared to look after the security of the nation. That's what voters say. It's not what Labour Party members say.
Let's even respond to that.
Labour Party members who listen to voters.
Go on, Stephen.
People who vote, people who are not spending all day in Westminster, obviously hear people from the Labour Party saying we can't win. That's where they're getting the idea that we can't win, because they're told that by members of the Labour Party. The Tories are very divided, but they keep their divisions behind closed doors. I haven't heard a Tory MP say, oh, the Tories can't win the next election, but still Labour members are saying it to the media.
But Stephen, this particular poll was not Labour members. It was a random selection of Labour supporters carried out in a rigorous poll, and nearly half of them said they don't believe they can win.
I'm a deep-dyed sceptic of public opinion polls. I went to a session about it at 8 o'clock this morning, had my hand up all the time and was never called. Opinion polls are unreliable, corrupt, I think, because they actually give the responses that the newspapers pay for. And I don't think they
Stephen, that isn't true. And when the public hear us talking in this way about reporting back their opinions to the leadership of the Labour Party, they think that we live in an alternative universe. The simple fact is the polls are biased in Labour's favour, as we found to our demise at the last general election. But the things that are in the polls that people are saying are not biased in Labour's favour, because they're really unhappy with what we're putting to the country, because we're not putting a genuine and real alternative of government to the country. We're just putting a prescription of spending money and flaunting people's indulgences.
Let Stephen respond. Go on.
There's a notable disparity between what the opinion polls say and what actually people voting in local by-elections are doing. That's very patchy, but there are many extraordinary wins going on. We took a seat recently off the SNP in Scotland. The re-election of the mayor in Hackney was described as a landslide for Labour.
It's Hackney.
People
vote Labour in Hackney. Like, we don't need to win more seats in Hackney. We hold both the seats in Hackney. Come out to Redbridge, where we've got a marginal seat. Go down to Brighton and Hove, where there's three seats, only one of which is Labour.
Well, let's see when there are by-elections there what happens.